Want to lose more weight, feel full, and have more energy? Eat more protein. What's up, guys? Brian with Apply Fitness. In the next couple minutes, I'm going to go over the importance of protein and why it's so important that as we age, you make sure you're getting a sufficient amount of protein, because that really does help in your fat loss and fitness journey. So first, I'm going to back up and I'm going to talk about, anytime a new client starts with us, we always have them write down what they normally eat. We like to get 3 days of a diet recall, so that way we can kind of see, making no change, we kind of see what they eat, what kind of foods they like, so we can meet them where they're at, so we're not just giving them something, we're kind of seeing what's their baseline. So when we do this and we analyze, the average is usually around 50 grams of protein that the average person, the average client is coming to us eating a day. 50 grams, now that's nothing. Now that, obviously, in my world, that's nothing, but I want to explain to you why that is so important. If you're only eating 50 grams, how hard that is going to be to lose the weight. So first off, that's where people come to us. And what I want to talk to you today is why protein is important. So first off, protein is used to increase your metabolism. Because again, as we age 40 and beyond, we start to acquire sarcopenia, which is just simply muscle wasting. So we actually start to lose muscle tissue. And when we do that, that slows our metabolism and keeps our metabolism stalled. So by eating sufficient amount of protein or enough protein, that's going to help eliminate that muscle wasting. That, in conjunction with strength training, that's going to help you keep your metabolism elevated. More sufficient protein also regulates hormones. Now again, that's so important, because as we age, estrogen decreases, testosterone decreases, and glucose levels increase. So by eating sufficient protein, you're regulating and maintaining those glucose levels, so you're not getting those spikes. You're able to digest the carbohydrates as you eat better. It helps you feel fuller. All right, so that's number one. Number two is thermogenic effect of food. That's the TEE. All that means is that when you eat your foods, it takes calories to break down food. So if you eat fat is easily digested and it doesn't require any energy. Carbohydrates, a few calories, but protein, when you eat protein, your body has to break it down into amino acids, which are the building blocks. But all that means is it takes energy to break it down. So you're gonna actually burn calories. So the thermogenic effect of food, again, if you're eating protein at each meal, at each 3 to 4 small meals a day, if you're eating protein each meal, you're keeping your metabolism elevated, because you're burning more calories each meal to break down the protein. So it takes some calories to break that down. So that's big. That could be 10 to 15% of your calories, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. Weight loss and fat loss sometimes is a game of inches. And if we can get something that's giving us 10 to 15 calorie breakdown just by eating, I'm all for that. All right. So last but not least is you feel full, and you're less likely to overeat. When you eat protein, and we're going to get to how much protein I recommend in a minute, if you eat that, you're less likely to overeat, because if you prioritize that, it's going to be hard to overeat. So what's the big question? I know you're, what's the ideal amount of protein? So as I mentioned, most people come to us around the 50 mark. We actually like to see them actually around 150. Ideally, each pound that you weigh, you would eat protein. So if you're a 130-pound, 140-pound person, you take in about 130, 140 grams of protein a day. Now that sounds like a ton, and I know it is, and it might seem kind of daunting at first. So like everything in health and fitness, we recommend building up to that. If you're at 50 grams now, try and maybe hit 75 grams for a little bit, then maybe hit 100 grams and 125. But if you can get to that point where you're eating your body weight in protein, it's gonna do a couple of things. First off, it's gonna help with your metabolism. You're gonna have a higher thermogenic effect of food, but also more importantly, it's hard to overeat other foods. If you're eating, like for myself, I eat 150 grams of protein every day. If I prioritize that, there's not much room for, carbohydrates are gonna make their way into my diet, fat's gonna make its way into the diet. You don't have to worry about that, because if you do that, you're naturally gonna eat less food. You're naturally gonna have more energy, and you know what? You're naturally gonna lose the weight, because your metabolism is gonna feel better naturally. So I hope that helps. I hope that clears up the protein issue, because protein is so important for these three reasons. There's many more, but I wanted to keep this short. So I hope that helps.